I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A judge recently stopped another effort from Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard's defense to have his ethics case dismissed. Lee County Judge Jacob Walker III granted a state motion to kill subpoenas against Governor Robert Bentley and the custodian of records for the Alabama Ethics Commission. Hubbard's lawyers say those subpoenas were necessary to learn about possible communication records from Governor Bentley regarding Attorney General Luther Strange recusing himself from that case and appointing Chief Prosecutor Van Davis. State prosecutors argued it wouldn't have been proper to subpoena the governor before the trial since he's likely going to be a state's witness. Two of Hubbard's 23 ethics violations are for lobbying Governor Bentley's office for a fee. Defense lawyers say the subpoena against the Ethics Commission was intended to find complaints about a state deputy attorney general, as well as communication between that office and the attorney general's office. Hubbard's defense team has 18 other subpoenas supporting their effort to dismiss that case. He's set to stand trial on 23 counts of ethics violations starting in October. Selma city officials are asking for a state audit. APR's Stan Ingold reports the investigation may determine why city's tax revenue during the Bloody Sunday 50th anniversary was lower than anticipated.
Mayor George Evans told the Selma Times-Journal the city's tax revenue for the month of March was roughly $16,000 more than it was in March of 2014. That's despite thousands of extra visitors coming to town for the anniversary weekend. Councilman Cecil Williamson says the anniversary event cost the city roughly $200,000, and the city has an outstanding bill of about $165,000 to pay for cleanup and transportation overtime costs. Council President Corey Bowie says city leaders have asked the mayor to request an audit from the Alabama Department of Revenue to review tax revenue local businesses reported in March. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Civil War buffs will be gathering in Pike County this weekend to remember what may be the last fatality during the war between the states. Confederate soldiers ambushed Union troops on Hobdy's Bridge 150 years ago this week. Union Corporal John Skinner was killed during the fighting. Event organizer Bob McClendon says Skinner is an unusual case. He was a Confederate who wound up fighting for the Union. McClendon says it all came down to money.
They were paid a bounty to join 1st Florida Cavalry Union. And South Alabama, people were really having hard times. And if you got a bounty, it could go a long way in supporting your family.
McClendon says Skinner's death also occurred 6 days after a skirmish in Texas, which historians say was the last fatality of the Civil War. Two reenactments of that ambush are planned on Hobdy's Bridge this Saturday and Sunday. And the Senate Tourism and Marketing Committee is voting this morning on a bill to allow a state lottery and Las Vegas-style gambling in multiple casinos in Alabama. Now your forecast.
Our forecast on this Thursday includes an increase in cloud cover. Temperatures top out in the mid-80s. Look for the chance for a few late-day showers or storms. A better chance for scattered storms occasionally on Friday and Saturday. Doesn't rain all day, but they have the umbrella handy. Temperatures top out in the low 80s over the weekend. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.